usendaweni right uma ulibeka iphondo ku AM657 sithole na ku online ku Radio Pulpit app noma ongena ku website yethu engu www.radiopulpit.co.za. Kwamanje ke ngino Pastor Theo la elayinini uzos encourage uzos motivate Pastor Theo sawubona.
Sanbonani ninjani?
Siyaphila wena unjani?
Ngiyaphila. I'm blessed and kept. I'm tired but I'm good.
Oh, you are tired but ngiphinde futhi ngizwe nalomdlandla. Kusho ukuthi ngaphakathi emoyeni uphilile noma inyama yona isho okunye.
Kakhulu. We walk in the Bible, we don't walk by flesh, right?
Yes.
We walk by faith.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Theo. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nakulolu suku uzoba nathi. Hey, uyazi akumnandi ungena evikini elisha, especially on Monday. Uyazi ukuthi lapha emisebenzini on Monday abantu bacomplaina kanjani. Abanye bazokhuluma ngama headache, abanye bazokhuluma ukuthi bakhathele. You know, but uma wena ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, akuba ukuthi ukhuluma okuhlukile uyabona, and always nje uma bekubuka bathi kanti lo yena uphila kweliphi izwe, kanti abazi ukuthi thina sidla ukudla okamoya, you know, ukudla okamoya akufani nalama bacon and eggs and whatever loku kudliwayo. So siyabonga ngabantu abafana nani ukuthi ke nisiphe amazwi azosikhuthaza, amazwi azosivuselela. Uyazi kukuhle kumnyama kodwa sikwazi ukuthi simdumise uJehova.
Amen.
Amen. So today usiphatheleni?
Today, you know, today I want to share a scripture that has been in my heart and that has helped me through some of the toughest seasons of my life. You know, since back here, we're living in a generation that talks a lot about depression, anxiety, isn't it, njalo? I just spoke to a friend of mine earlier, and she was saying to me, and I said to her, unjani? Mm. And she was like, no, I'm fine. Maru doctor, ungifake kuma anxiety pills, you know?
Eish.
And
yeah.
I'm thinking, we are living in such a rushed world. It's parenting, it's marriages, umsebenzi, I'm a business, in ministry, that people are becoming so anxious. They are worried. The economy is not at its best. Yeah. We are worried about our finances, where the next meal is going to come from. Sickness and disease are on the rise. People are worried about their health. And so there's just so much stress and worry. But the Bible says, come to me, all you who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
But today's scripture, I want to share in the book of Psalms 31.
Psalms 31,
and verse 2. Hmm. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. This is David. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In another version, it says, from the ends of the earth, I call you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. What a beautiful scripture. I think umangabe loosely translated ngesiZulu, uDavid uthi uma ngabe sengikhathele, you know, sengikhathele emoyeni wami, ngicela ungise kulento le engaphezu kwami. I don't know what's a rock ngesiZulu.
Yo kwathi yini
and ngiyalazi, but anyway he says lead me to a rock that is higher than I. You know, so ikhona lento le engaphezu kwethu, engaphezu kwalento esifilayo, engaphezu kwalokukhathala, engaphezu kwa the overwhelming emotions that people go through, and that is God.
Amen.
The Bible says that the righteous run to him and they are saved. And I think today I want to speak to those who are saying, I'm anxious, I'm depressed, I'm on the verge of being admitted to a mental institution, I can't silence the noises in my mind. I want to say to them, run to the rock that is higher than you.
Itwala.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Where is it powerful? It's so powerful in isiZulu. And it makes me think when I read the scripture, ukuthi yonke lento le eyenzeka kule generation is not new.
Yeah.
Being overwhelmed is not new.
Yeah.
Depression is not new.
Yeah.
Anxiety is not new.
Yeah.
It's just that Abo David knew ukuthi mayise bafikele bayapi. And thina sikhohliwe. We run to people, we run to hospital, we run to medication, we run to social media instead of ukugijimela kule dwala elinamandla aphezwa kwakho.
Amen.
And so I want to encourage our listeners that when that feeling of anxiousness, those anxiety attacks, that depression, that mood where you've got everything, kunoku lendlini imoto ine petrol usebenza kahle kodwa uzizwa sad, when that feeling comes, you run to the right place. And you might ask, Theo, how do I do it? And I just want to give you tips. I think the first thing is we need to go back into the presence of God. Sibuyele ebukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu. Ebukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu, that's where you cry. Kula ukhala khona ufike ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyasindwa, ngithwele kunzima, khalela ku it's a safe space, you know. That's where you bring all those overwhelmingness, all that heaviness in the presence of God. That's where you pray, you say, God help me, God lead me, God don't leave me. You remind God of his promises in the presence of God. We remind him, where you tell him that you said you will never leave me nor forsake me.
Amen. Amen.
In the presence of God, you surrender all. You surrender your own desires. You surrender your own will. You surrender, because once you surrender, I promise you, it depression ne anxiety ziyaphela. Sometimes we are so anxious and so depressed because sifuna lento sifunayo and ayenzeki. Kodwa ayenzeki ngoba yike entandweni kaNkulunkulu for your life.
Sure.
But once you surrender it to God and you say, you know what, God, bengifuna lo msebenzi, bengifuna le moto, bengifuna le mali, kodwa your will be done. I surrender it to you. Whether you do it or you don't do it, you are still God. And be God in my life. Ubona ukuthi ziyayehla lezinto lezi.
Yeah.
And you start filling up with joy. And I want to encourage our listeners to learn to sit in silence. There's so much noise in the world.
Yeah.
You know ukuthi mangiphuma emsebenzini ngabe ngiyohlala e-coffee shop for an hour or two before ngizendlini, because the office in kune ras endlini abantwana bambaya ras, and I'm like, God, when do I get silence? And I'm learning just to give myself silence. Ngivule nje or ngihlale ulwethi, have a cup of coffee nje, ngizicabanga, ngingakhulumi nomuntu, ngingangeni ku social media. Just sit in silence and hear God. Sometimes as he moves, uNkulunkulu, because there are so many voices in our lives, so many opinions in our lives, so many people want to tell us what to do, and we hear all these voices, but we don't hear God, and therefore we are attacked by anxiety.
Wow.
And so we need to learn to sit in silence.
Be still and know.
Be still and know that I am God.
Hey.
Be still and know. Be still and know. You know, the Bible talks about Mary, no Martha.
Yeah.
And Martha was the busy one. And Mary was the one who sat at the feet of Jesus. And I mean, I'm not one of those preachers who tend to speak down on Martha. Because I think service is important. I think it's important to serve God. But I think today I want to encourage people just to be Mary. Just to sit. There's a time in your life where you say no to preaching engagements, where you say no to extra work, where you say no to parties and outings, and you just sit in silence. When you don't even have to shikara kandarabaka and pray, because sometimes tinabazalani, we think that if we are not uttering words in prayer, we are not praying.
Yeah.
But God can read the heart.
Amen.
God can read those tears that you are crying.
Mm-hmm.
God understands when you are sitting there and you are just listening to a worship song because you are so exhausted or so overwhelmed. He understands.
Mm.
He understands your silence.
Amen.
He is sovereign. You don't need to talk.
Yebo.
Ukukhuluma kusimoshila abazalwane. We see that if we are not speaking in tongues and praying, the devil is winning. But sometimes we just need to be silent, just be still and know. Because the faith is in knowing.
Yes.
You can pray and not have faith.
Mm-hmm.
You can act and not in faith.
Yeah.
You can do all these things and not in, and not have faith. Faith is in knowing that He is God.
Amen.
In knowing that He's your Savior.
Yes.
Faith is in knowing that no matter what, God is coming for you and He will save you from your situation.
Mm.
So faith is being still. It's not ukungazami plan. It's not hustling.
Yeah.
Faith is saying, angazi ukuthi kusasa siyodlani, kodwa uNkulunkulu, He's Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Therefore, I will not worry because I know my God.
Wow.
Faith is trusting the integrity of God,
yeah,
that He who has promised is able.
Mm.
I don't know when, I don't know how, and I don't need to know when or how.
Yeah.
Another way we need to just come before God and bring our burdens before God is heal in community, you know. The devil loves isolation when you're going through something.
Yeah.
Find one trusted friend that you can speak to after you have silenced your emotion. Have a trusted friend that you can journey with. Find a community or a home cell or a prayer group or a book club or a sister that you can talk to who understands the promises of God, who understands the word of God, who understands the principles of God, who will be able to say while you are silent, while you are just sitting at the nomina, I will pray. Ngiyabona ukuthi awukho right, ngizokhuleka.
Yeah.
Hambo lala wena ukhathele mina, ngizovuka ebusuku bonke ngikhuleke. Heal in community. And the last one, we need to go back to church. Since COVID, as you say, I want to encourage everybody, if you have not returned to church, find a good Bible-based church.
Amen.
That 2 hours on a Sunday, starting your week on a Sunday, 2 hours praising and worshiping God and having somebody pour into your life and speak into your life will change your week.
Yeah.
You are tired and drained and anxious and depressed by Wednesday because you are not in the presence of God.
Yeah.
Start your week in the presence of God. And you cannot do it in your own. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name,
Amen.
In one mind and in one accord, there I am.
Yeah,
please don't tell us that I when we are tandaza, I when we are mtandunkulunkulu kota usonti. No, no, no. There's power in community.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a sister there who has the job you need. There might be a brother there who has an answer to the problem that you have. There might be a lawyer there who can give you the advice you need.
Mm.
Church is not just about coming on a Sunday and worshiping and the pastor preaching. It's community. It's resources. It's the engaging and the sharing of resources. The Bible says that in Corinthia, there was no one poor amongst them. Mm. It was the church.
Mm.
Because obeganako, beganyekohluphekile in the church of Corinthia.
Yeah.
And that is what true church is. That uma ngabe anginamali yokugibela this week, esontweni ngizoyithola.
Yeah.
That is what true church is.
Wow.
So find a good church.
Mm.
And I promise you.
Yeah. Kunento ikhulumile la uthi ngesinye isikhathi uma into ingenzeki kusho ukuthi ayi align nentando kaNkuluNkulu and then wena manje ngoba usebenzisa your efforts usebenzisa ubuhlakani bakho uma ingenzeki and uyitshela ukuthi yazi ngenze konke kanti kwenzakalani and then ugcina udepressed ugcina ustressed uyazi into ebalekile kakhulu le ukuthi sometimes just relax, just listen to God.
Mm.
And then bese uyabuka ukuthi ngabe lento oyenzayo or lento oyifunayo ihambisana nentando kaNkuluNkulu yini. So,
Amen.
Pastor Theo, thank you so much ngezwi. Thank you so much ngalamazwi encourage ayo. Konje sikuthola kuphi mongekho la emoyeni?
Theodora Muketsi M00. So it's Theodora, and then the surname is M00KETSI on all social media platforms.
Thank you so much. Sopinda sibonane futhi next week angithi.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too. Lalela la uTumi Bolwang naye uyasho uthi Jesus is my rock. Uthi ulidwala lam.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.